Hey, good morning. 8:10, it's Brackets, Hunter.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you? That one wasn't very good. I'm not going to lie. That wasn't my best one. I'm usually very good at Arnold. Anyway, quick look at your forecast here before we get to your WTF. Today, cloudy chance for rain. High of 50. Warming up a little bit. Still kind of brisk out. Tonight, low of 37. Tomorrow, cloudy chance of rain. Later on, high of 62. Then Friday, we're going to see a high of 48. So it's springy.
Not too bad.
It's not too bad. Not terrible. It's been worse. It's been worse. Let's do your WTF.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden Center in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden Center.
Your best buds in the biz.
Katie was just in here the other day.
Yeah.
They were talking about their Customer Appreciation Day.
Oh, yeah.
Coming up in May. Very exciting stuff. So you'll hear more about that. Sup, Katie?
What's up?
Your WTF.
Probably from Florida. You know what's funny? I was watching
This is great.
I got into live PD. Got to watch Cops a lot.
Yeah.
Dude, Cops. every episode in Florida.
It's a cesspool.
Like, even the cops know. They're like, yeah, if we want a good show, we're going to have to go to Florida to do it.
Yeah.
You know? And boy, do they have some characters on that show.
It's insane. It's Xanadu down there. This is not in Florida, though.
Oh.
Around 2:45 a.m. on Sunday, police in Oxford, Ohio, found a young couple in the stairwell of their police headquarters making out. I want to kiss you all over.
In a police station it is.
I want to kiss you all over. Dun, dun, dun. At the police station stairwell. That wasn't as good. Why were they there?
Yeah.
Well, they said they thought it was a stairwell of a dorm. How drunk are you?
Yeah, right.
Apparently, the woman was visiting her friend at Miami University of Ohio and tried to bring the guy back to her friend's dorm, but she confused it with the police station that was several blocks away.
Mm-hmm.
They both smelled like alcohol, and when cops asked her ID, both of them gave fake IDs. They were charged with disorderly conduct and taken to actual dorms.
Morons.
The woman told the cops, quote, "This is kind of embarrassing now that I think about it."
Can I have a cigarette?
I'm going to have a cigarette. I just met this guy, and he's kind of cute. He's got cute hair. So I figured out. Oh, my God. So we made out. It's kind of embarrassing.
I'm going to go have a cigarette.
A cigarette. I was taking selfies with my girlfriend, and we were on the dance floor, and he came over, and he started grinding on me. I was like, oh, my God.
Do you and Kiki still make out?
We do from time to time.
Yeah, like not full blown.
Not as much.
Like tongue and mouth.
Yeah, we do. We still do.
Really?
Yeah. We'll still make out from time to time. Get a little hot and heavy.
I don't think I've made out with my wife. Is that bad?
A little dry humping in there.
Jeez.
A little over the pants action.
You know?
Yeah, not a lot, though. You know?
Mm-hmm. Not like when you first met.
No. And even too, like, I think after... Even in college, it wasn't as much making out.
Yeah.
That was definitely, you know, because making out, that's all you had before.
Right.
You go home.
It led to other things. Now that you know, you can get to the home run.
Exactly. You just kind of,
I really have to go to first, second, and third base? I'll just stay at home.
It's kind of wham, bam, thank you, ma'am.
Yeah.
Most time. Not all the time. There's still romance there, and you got to keep the romance.
Does she get mad when you get right to the biz?
No, that's actually usually how she likes to do it. She's like, all right, I got 5 minutes. I'm like, lady, you're only going to need three.
Damn. So when I go to the bathroom and she's in here.
Oh, yeah, we can pound it out. If you ever hear me say, hey, we got 5 minutes till the next break, stay away for
knock when you come back in, would you?
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. Give the old... if there's a sock on the studio door.
Uh-huh. Hey, be honest. Yeah. You guys ever messed around here in the old studio? Building?
I'm not going to tell you.
Why?
I'm not going to tell you.
Come on.
No.
That means yes.
No, I'm not saying anything.
Yes, you did.
I'm not saying anything.
You did.
I'll tell you, I have messed around with myself.
Okay, I'm leaving.
That I can guarantee you.
Oh, it smells really weird in here.
No one loves me like me in the studio. That's your WTF.
Rock 107 WIRX. Prank call of the week.
Hello!
Brought to you by Extreme Wireless on M139 in Benton Harbor and on 11th Street in Niles.
Hi, this is Kyle with tech support. How can I help you?
Kyle, I got a virus on my phone and I need it fixed.
Oh, Okay, I'm terribly sorry about that. We can certainly help you today. When did this happen?
Actually, just happened. I just got the phone about a week ago, and I went with this brand because I heard that it was pretty good, and you know, it doesn't get a lot of viruses, but right now it's riddled with viruses.
Can you tell me exactly what comes up on the screen when you try to access the internet?
It just says, like, warning, system corrupted, your phone has, hold on, let me look, your phone has 637 viruses. That's what it says on here.
Oh my. Okay.
And it says, like, you know, system shut down, corrupt, it's red, it's blinking.
Is there that triangle with the exclamation point?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, big triangle with the exclamation point. Yeah, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Okay. Did you access any websites prior to the viruses, or did you just pull the phone out of the box and boom, viruses when you turned on?
No. I mean, I use the internet for stuff.
Oh, okay. Do you use it for, like, just a couple hours or a couple days before the viruses came on?
A couple times, maybe a few days in a row, just using it for, I mean, nothing in particular, just stuff on the internet.
Sure. Just, okay. All right. Did you happen to visit similar websites repeatedly, or were you going to all different kinds of websites? Like, do you have your routine, like you go to your Google box or whatever, you'd go, you know, are you ordering stuff on Amazon every day or what? Any routine with the websites is what I'm trying to figure out.
Yeah. I there's a couple websites that I visited pretty regularly, you know, maybe like a couple times a day, but, you know, basic stuff, nothing that would raise suspicion.
Sure. And what websites were these that you frequented?
Like Google and other ones.
Okay. Well, I'm more than confident that it's not Google giving you the viruses. Because
are you sure?
You
I
know.
Mean, Google, I've heard, has had trouble before.
Oh, they have, but they are so quick on the response of cleaning them up and sending notifications out and dealing with them that the lag time is, maybe a couple hours as opposed. You've had this for a couple days now.
Kyle,
so,
I got to be honest with you. I was on a porn site. All right. I know.
Oh, I see. Oh, okay.
Kyle,
all right. That'll do it.
So I went to grannysgotback.com, and I'm not going to lie.
Okay.
And so I did that a couple times. And then I don't know if you've ever been to Latex Lovers and BDSM fan sites. Like, I went to that. I was there. And then I kind of went down a rabbit hole with some little people porn. And then there was this time where I was deep into hentai for a couple hours. It got away from me, Kyle, and now my phone's broke, and I'm kind of, I can't do anything on it.
I mean, I'll be honest. I don't know what some of those words that you said were, but it certainly sounds like
Kyle. You don't want to know. Like, you don't want to know what they are.
Yeah, I think so. All right. Well, we can certainly still help you.
So there was a website, too, called ToothlessLadiesOfTheBoulevard.com. And that one really, I think, is where the problem started with the phone.
Well, all right. You know, I think I'm going to go find my manager and...
No, this has got to stay between you and I. I can't let anyone else know. I mean, if someone finds out that I was on sexyballoonanimalpoppings.org, people are going to laugh at me, man.
What? All right. Do me this favor, and you're going to, is the phone currently on?
It's on right now. I'm actually calling you from a landline, believe it or not.
Oh, okay. All right.
Wait, hold on. I just got a notification. PillowHumperLovers.org wants to access my email. Is that bad? Is that bad?
I think so. I think that's you got a bit of a situation on your hands there, kid.
You know what, Kyle? Here, I'm just going to go get a new phone. Because honestly, after I visited lightchokinganspanking.edu, I don't think it's gonna really work. So I'm just gonna get a new phone.
Well, I don't think you have to do that, but if you are, just some.
It's the safe
make
play.
Make sure you erase. Make sure you put the factory settings on that old phone. You don't want that falling into the hands of a kid or anything.
That's good advice. Honestly, I should probably just burn this phone. Well, Kyle, you've been a big help. I appreciate it, man.
You're welcome.
That was your prank call of the week. Brought to you by Extreme Wireless, your Boost Mobile dealer on M139 in Benton Harbor and on 11th Street in Niles. Rock 107 WIRX.
Good morning.
And makes me want to clear my throat every time you do that.
Oh, God. My throat hurts. You're never going to sound like me, Hunter, no matter how much you try. Good morning. It is 8:37, Brock Hunter, the lovely Kiki.
Hello.
You just hiking up your drawers?
Yeah.
Huh. You got the drawers
really
on.
I got to keep them a little
You know why? Because I haven't been able to dry those because I'm so terrified to do your laundry now.
Yes, you can dry.
I don't want to dry anything.
Now, they're too long, so if they shrink up a little bit, it's actually a good thing.
Okay.
And the shirt. The shirt is a very nice professional shirt, but for God's sakes, don't get it wet.
Yeah.
That thing is looks
it's
like
it's kind of see-through. Yeah, it is a little bit. Good lady, this is a professional workplace. Right.
Hey, can I look?
What bra do you got on?
It's a nude bra.
It's a white bra?
Shirt, yeah.
Why don't you just go braless?
Prove it!
Why don't you go bra? You don't go braless enough.
Not at work.
Hashtag me too, okay? Go bra.
Stop it.
Go braless.
You don't get to do that.
What? Sure I can. See, that's sexist. I can say hashtag me too.
Way to turn it around.
Hey,
I miss the 70s.
If a woman went braless at work, would she get in trouble?
Yes.
Why? Why?
It's the same reason why you can't walk around barefoot around here.
It'd be like wearing thin sweatpants with no boxers.
That's right. Which I love doing. Gross. That's what I wear to the strip club.
Squirrel in your pocket.
That's fine for the strip club, but not for a professional atmosphere.
Yeah. Here's where I'm at. Because the only person that's going to complain about someone not wearing a bra is another broad. That's true. It's going to be like...
No, I can see many men in here feeling very uncomfortable and saying something as well.
Depends on who it is.
Yeah,
we don't
that's
have a
true.
Bunch of pervert men that work here.
Getting nothing about
have you ever
see,
listened to this show?
Just you two. It's only you
and
two.
And we're not going to complain. We encourage it.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Well, send out an email and see if we'll get an approval. No bra Tuesday.
You're trying to get me fired.
right.
You know,
do it.
Our double income house would turn into one income if I said that.
No bra Tuesday.
No bra Tuesday.
That's my favorite day.
Free Tata Tuesday.
There you go.
Free the tatas.
Mm-hmm. So it'll be Testicle Tuesday and Free the Tata Tuesday.
Yeah, nice.
Oh,
see, if we all do it, then no one's breaking any rules.
But we don't want you guys to do it.
Oh, don't lie.
We don't want that.
You ever do that?
That's not attractive.
You ever do that when you're standing like this? And
oh, yeah. It's at the pendulum.
Did you just waddle back and forth?
Yeah, he's swinging his...
So what you do is... Every guy's done this, and I know you can't see me right now, but guys, lots of times we'll do it if we're standing at a counter or we're killing time, but you spread your legs.
Yeah.
All right?
Uh-huh.
You
kind of
get like power stance, nice V, and then you just kind of clack them back and forth. And it just goes thigh to thigh.
It's like a clock. You know?
Like it's right now. I'm looking at you
TikTok,
right now.
TikTok. Jesus. TikTok. Yeah.
Just put the microphone down there.
Is there a certain way they have to be in order to do that? So
honestly,
if you're like, ooh, this is a good time to
wintertime. Wintertime's not gonna happen. Wintertime, your boys
sucked
are
up
you're
there.
Up. It's cold.
Okay.
But summertime in a pair of cargo shorts, I can almost
is
tip myself over.
Yeah, but is it breezy? Does it feel good?
Oh, for sure.
Does it kind of breeze in some air and circulate some air in there?
Yeah. A little bit. It kinda you know.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Nice. Mike's girlfriend could do it. Not good.
It hangs like sleeve of wizard.
Oh, no.
Anyway, how do we get started? Oh, yeah, you and your perverted, inappropriate work shirt. That's right.
It's not.
Quick, throw some water on it.
You got that. Throw that. It's nice and sticky.
Right.
Anyway, all right, well.
Have you ever done a wet t-shirt contest?
No, I have not.
No?
No,
oh, that's
not.
A bummer. Have you ever done like a, ooh, you've done a booty shaking contest.
I have done a booty shaking contest.
Yep. You've done a hot body contest.
I have.
Yeah. What?
Boy. Yeah, it's terrible.
Spring break?
Sophomore year.
No.
No, it wasn't.
It was down in what, South Bend?
Yeah.
In high school?
You
said sophomore year.
Yeah, it was high school.
Was it high school? If it was college, I'm so disappointed in you.
No, it was definitely high school.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah,
you didn't know anything.
It was a below 21 club. called Zero Gravity and was it Valparaiso or something?
Oh, wow.
I know. It's very embarrassing.
Are you ashamed? It should be.
Real quick story. So
he didn't win either.
No, I didn't win. I didn't.
I got second in mine.
Damn it. So like eight, ten years later, I was DJing at a club, a local club, and this girl walks up and she had this really weird look on her face, like, I know you. And I'm like, oh, you know, a lot of people know me.
Star quarterback.
Yeah, so that's what I was thinking.
Have you seen my statue?
That's what I was thinking. She's like, oh, yeah, you did the hot body contest sophomore year. It's Zero Gravity. I'm like, oh, God.
Oh, no.
I'm like, get her out of here. Kick her out before she tells anybody. You know?
Now, what did you have to do for the hot bod contest? Did you flex? Did you walk? Did you start
obviously,
stage?
Obviously, you did something memorable enough that a chick 10 years later was like,
maybe she liked it.
You're the one that did the bat wing.
The bat wing.
You're the one that whipped his testicles.
What'd you have to do?
You had to give the DJ a song. Just like a strip. I felt like a stripper, for God's sakes. You had to give the DJ a song.
Uh-huh.
And then he went up there for like, I don't know, 45 seconds to a minute. And you
dance.
And I ended up taking my shirt off.
I've seen you dance. It's not good.
Probably why I didn't win.
That's probably why you were memorable.
Yeah, right.
You were the guy having that seizure on stage, right?
Dance like
what
a lame.
What was your song? What was your song?
Oh, I can't remember. It was probably some techno song.
Tricky.
That would have been better. You know?
You can just rap the whole thing.
Hunter's out there just dry humping for like a minute straight. Like,
you know what the sad thing about the whole situation was looking back at it? From what you've heard so far. It's not that I had to pick my own song or take my shirt off or the terrible dancing.
Yeah.
It was the fact that I was 100% completely sober because I was under 21.
You chose to do it. You were cocky enough to go, oh, yeah.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
Jeez.
Wow.
Dude. I know.
I'm wearing my newest black wife beater. Oh, yeah.
Thought I was getting laid, too, man. Look after this, man. All these chicks.
Yeah. What happened?
Nothing.
Did any young lass come over and buy you a soda?
Here's a water. Get off stage.
You're so sweaty.
Who's having a hot bod contest for teenagers?
Yeah.
Actually, better. Is this bar still
schoolers?
Around? Because
under
I 21? Feel like... I feel like this should have been shut down a long
time
ago.
Because at least the booty contest, the club I would go to was 18 and up.
Maybe that's what I was in college when I was doing that.
I think it was
18 to 21.
You were a sophomore in college. That's what you were. You weren't a sophomore. You knew better.
It was last year.
You know, it was last weekend.
It's all coming together,
now
folks.
We knew it.
I knew where you were at. Well, I hope everyone feels better about themselves now because
yeah,
I know. I know I do.
I sacrificed.
just for us. All right, your comedian for today. I don't even know if we need it after that story.
Oh, God.
Let's do Stephen Roberts. Hey, good morning.
Killing
a weirdo. 8:54, Brock Hunter, lovely Kiki. Now, we got to keep this short and sweet because you got to bounce here for just a little bit.
I got a doctor's appointment. You know,
Hunter's got to go to his gynecologist.
I mean, you're not far off.
No.
Should I be nervous going to the doctor's office with all these sick people?
Yeah, absolutely you should.
You know?
Yeah.
Because
oh,
it's supposed to be a clean place, clean facility, but that's where all the dirty people go.
That's the thing. Doctor's offices and hospitals are not clean. This is where all the sick people are.
Yeah.
They try and keep it clean, but it's just the air there. Ugh.
So when you go in there and you sit down, don't touch
anything.
The chair, don't, like, keep your hands in your lap. I'm not joking.
Yeah, I'm just going to get in that hazmat suit, man.
I would. That's probably a smart play.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. I saw the funniest thing. It was a stripper with a hazmat suit.
Nice.
And she was cleaning, like, Lysoling, like, the pole. And it was a funny video she did, like, as a, bit. And so she was cleaning it, like, with, like, the craziest stuff, like, to disinfect it.
Yeah.
She had a hazmat suit, but then she cut the butt out. So she still had her butt. Like,
that's perfect.
Butt.
That's great.
It was really funny.
I would be throwing some dollars at her.
Right. Yeah.
I saw a stripper lick
funny.
A pole
right.
once, so I think this is probably.
She still had the heels on, but full-on hazmat suit, just her booty hanging out.
Nice. That's a good suit.
Wait, can you get
gloves,
that Bubble Boy suit? Can you buy those?
You could probably make one, not too bad.
You know?
Yeah.
You got those ones you get in, you can just bounce around down hills. You know
what the worst thing about it is? Every time they tell me not to touch my face, My face has never itched more than
ever. Yeah, you want to touch your face
I'm
now.
I'm like, why do I constantly want to touch
your face? Well, and also really, you start realizing how much you touch your face. Like me, like if I'm working, like I'm using the mouse with my right hand, my face is resting in my hand. I'm like, ow!
Yeah, yeah.
Ow!
It's very true.
It's gross, dude.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised you didn't react when I said the stripper, I've seen a stripper lick a pole before.
Ugh.
Like that was, I was like, I don't even like that. That's terrible. What are you doing?
That's a bad idea.
Yeah.
What's worse, the stripper licking the pole or the guy sitting there eating a steak while he's watching her do it?
I've eaten at strip clubs before, so I got to say licking the pole first.
Damn, really?
Food's usually pretty good.
Is it?
Let's get your, it's all right. Some are good, some are bad.
They got to be good for something.
Don't eat it. Never have the tuna salad, though, when you're at a strip club.
Ew!
What?
Why would you do that? Gosh.
Do what?
That ain't tuna.
No, move on. Move on.
I don't know what I did.
It's just a regular salad, bro.
Making you smarter every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
It's been a very sexual show this morning. Yeah. It has been.
What do I do?
Touch it. Use this Clorox wipe.
Why is it burning?
If I do have an itch, I'll use like the back of my hand.
Well, I've been using sleeves, but I don't have sleeves today.
I've been itching my face with my elbow.
Yeah. Yeah. I need like a little rag. I need to give you a rag around.
Even you, shut up. So Stinton, what?
I just want people to try it.
It helps. Your Dumb Vocabulary brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Chris Thompson Agency, located in Stevensville. Home, car, life, motorcycle, boat insurance. Spring is right around the corner. You want to get all those fun summertime toys out? Chris can cover them for you.
Yeah.
You don't want to be riding around without coverage on that stuff. So go see him. If you need a quote, you want to get a great plan, Chris will take care of you, and he covers damn near everything.
Mm-hmm.
Chris. Your Dumb Vocabulary for today. Slop knockers.
Slop knockers?
Slop knockers.
Wait, slop or slap?
Slop.
A slop knocker?
Slop knockers.
I feel like those are a man's coconuts.
Slop knockers. It might not be bad.
Sounds like it. It makes zero sense except the knockers part. Oh, knockers could be on the female.
I was going to say, I was thinking like National Geographic, like boobies. Real floppy ones that you can throw over your shoulders.
I'm going to go with coconuts. Male coconuts.
Hunter's right. It's large, saggy breasts. Large, saggy breasts.
I've known that since third grade.
Yeah.
National Geographic magazines, you know?
Ooh.
Flip that. You always knew which one had the boobies in it because it was always worn out.
I would always think, it's not a good-looking boob, but it's a boob.
At that age, it didn't matter. At that age, it didn't matter. Example, I saw a ton of slop knockers during Mardi Gras.
Oh, yeah.
Roll them up.
Yeah.
What's that old Jeff Foxworthy bit?
Roll them up.
All right, Grandma. That's good enough. Roll them up.
Ew.
How about the girls that
I'd like to see something naked.
Try to do the cleavage with their bra, but they got slop knockers. So there's like that space, and then it goes into cleavage.
You know what? Leave us alone.
I can't stand that.
Oh, we can't stand your face.
Hey, I'll take
Rock 107 WIR.